Drive on Live. And now on Live 89.5, the Drive programme, with myself, Jason Wilder. I'm joined in the studio and I'm very excited. I'm always excited about new music. I'm excited about most music, but especially new music and artists who record original music is one of my favourite things. Always love to sort of like hear about this and champion this, especially when it's spoken with a passion and there's a good vibe with it going on. So I'm joined in the studio right now with Andrea. How are you doing, Andrea?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very excited. You can see it. It's all been a bit of a flash, hasn't it?
All of
a sudden. So tell us, Andy, why are you here? What are you doing? This is incredible because it's a great story. So give us a little background. Introduce yourself.
I'm Andrea. I'm 16. My mom is Filipino. My dad is Irish. And I'm an aspiring singer and songwriter.
That's incredible. And we have met before, as we just realised.
Yes.
Because you're based here on Phuket.
Yeah.
And tell us, where did we meet before?
At the Phuket Talent Competition. I entered 2 times, and I think I got 2nd and 3rd. And I entered with both originals.
And that's the best thing about it, isn't it? Let's just get that clicked off, because I can hear it. It doesn't matter. It gives a nice bit of background, you know. Someone's phone's going off. I mean, I do it quite often. I'm a radio presenter, but I leave my phone on sometimes. But that's incredible, and I think I do... Wow, it's good. Yeah. That's Stuart, who we'll be talking with in just a moment. But basically, I was really impressed because anyone who gets up at a youth talent competition and goes, do you know what, rather than just sing some of the standards, you know, and go Adele or Michael Jackson or Justin Timberlake or something, you actually went, right, I'm going to actually create my own song and I'm going to sing it. So tell us about that. How was that process? Did you write fully or did you have a co-writer? What was going on there?
I write all my songs on my own and I write them with basic chords either on the piano or guitar, as all of the songs that I write are personally significant and they have really, I guess, like a backstory behind everything. And so yeah, I like to write on my own, but I'm currently in the process of writing songs with some of my friends at school that are also interested in singing and songwriting. But all the songs I've written now have been on my own.
That's incredible, right? Because I thought I was going to say, I didn't want to put you on the spot and say, is it just your rights, or do you, you know, that's why, yeah. I said, do you have co-writers? But no, you're right there already, yeah? So yeah. This is from experiences, and this is kind of like, because for me, I believe a lot of the songwriters that I've spoken to, it's kind of like a bit of a therapy as well.
Yeah.
You kind of realise who you are and what you're doing. So yeah. What would you say is your main subject matter? What do you mainly sing about?
I mainly sing about teenage problems, more or less. It sounds very stereotypical, but the songs that I write, they mainly spark from incidents that have happened early on in my life, and it does apply to, I guess, older populations, as I don't really like to classify my music as just for teenagers or anything, but it's mainly about experiences that I've been through, like the hardships of growing up and being a teen, especially living abroad and away from the Philippines or Ireland, where I'm from, growing up in Thailand, and having friends come and go as I go to an international school, and I guess just learning life. And I like to refer to my music as my journal, and that all the songs that I write are sort of like a point in time, and I want to look back at my teenage years, and every song has a specific meaning, so I can look back at the hardship and demonstrate how I've overcome and like gone out of the hard time. So it's sort of like a bookmark in time, more or less, like in my past.
Wow, this is brilliant, because obviously let's talk about as well. Yeah, very athletic, very, very well delivered as well.
Thank you.
Because also, like, you're sort of quite, you're still young, this is the thing as well. Yeah. So it's like, you know, for a lot of songwriters, usually they only start writing about sort of late teens, sort of early 20s kind of thing, but you've already set in it, so you've kind of already kind of managed to do quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
And so you've got a bit of experience with moving around. I think that's always going to inspire you to sort of like get your ideas down.
Yeah.
Either on paper, like you said, like a journal, or do it the best way, deliver it in the beautiful, magical style of music, which I think is fantastic. Okay, Andrea, you've actually brought in a song as well, haven't you?
I have, yes.
We're not going to play it right now. We're going to wait a little while because we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with some more chat about how you got involved with Stuart Watson, who's here. You've organised a tour. You're going on tour, which I'm super excited for you because, I mean, I used to work with bands and go on tours, and it's so exciting.
Yeah.
And that in itself will be more experience for more material for future songs. So I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a few questions as well about some of the things that I think about the music industry and the business as well. And we've also got your mum, Rona. So we'll give a shout out to Rona. Even hello.
Hi, mum.
All good. Right. Okay. So this is going on. So stay tuned for some new original music and actual exclusive, as we will be playing Andrea's song, Best Friend, here on Drive.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.
Get you. That's the Scripts and Break Even here on Live 89.5. Great band from Ireland. A fantastic place, which is known for music, of course. Very, very famous. I've been there myself, and it was like, it's a buzz of live music everywhere. And Andrea, you are, like, you're from there. You've got family connections. You going there again soon, are you?
Yes, I'm going in the summer to visit, yeah.
Incredible. Have you got some gigs lined up? Are you going to do, like, have you got a few local places that you might play?
Not in Ireland, but I do have in Singapore, which is nearby.
And that's talking about the next gig you're going to be doing as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. You were saying, let's introduce as well. Andrea is now being sort of like, you're kind of just, you're helping out, aren't you? You're making sure that Andrea's going in the right way. So let's get you on the microphone, Stuart. So welcome to the Drive programme.
Thank you,
Jason. Just move right into that. Don't be afraid to pull the microphone towards you. And how did you get involved? What's the background with your history in here?
Well, Andrea's dad's got various businesses in music, and we've been friends now for 20 years, so I got this tape from him one day, and he said, you just got to listen to this, because I think it's good. So I put it on, and I thought, wow, I haven't heard anything like that for a very, very long time. Who on earth is it? And he said, it's my daughter. So that was very interesting.
Fantastic. And why would he want your opinion, Stuart, in particular?
I guess because over the years I've worked, when I started at EMI, with people like Paul McCartney, Queen, Freddie Mercury, the Eagles, and then went on to work with artists like Kim Wilde, and ended my career working with Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, and Adele.
So I'm guessing you weren't just employed as a name dropper then, that's what you've just done. You've just name dropped some of the biggest names in the business, and obviously you don't name those unless you have worked with them. And so that must have been a massive experience, a huge experience for you, like a great career in music then.
It was, and I stumbled into the career by accident, so for me to have had the life I've led has been very, very fortunate. I'd do it all again. But to get a bonus that makes me come out of retirement, which is what Andrea has effectively done, is remarkable.
Well, that's brilliant, because I was going to say that you fell into it by accident the first time, and it's pulled you back in again, which is incredible. So well, I think that's going to be another interview, to be honest with you. I think you're going to come in, and we're going to talk about that in the future, and we will have Andrea in again to play some music live, which we talked about. That can be for next time. Now, Andrea, this is incredible. So touring, going round places, playing, it's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people like, you know, play to live and live to play.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about who inspires you. Who got you into music? What was the sort of the spark?
I'd say two things. Firstly, I think it would be the Scripps concert in 2015. So I went to go see them, and I had a broken ankle at the time, so I had to go to see them in a cast. And when I was fortunate enough to meet them, and they were being really kind, and then they showed me the stage, and they showed me what it was like to be on the stage and performing during their sound check, and I sort of just fell in love with being on stage. And then I started writing my own music, because after their concert I felt as though, like, I was only around 14 at the time, 14, 13 at the time, and I feel as though their music connected with me, and they're a lot older than I am, obviously, but I really enjoyed their music. And then I went to go see Ed Sheeran a few months back actually, and him being on stage with his guitar all alone, and just the messages he portrays to people through his music, I guess I cried at his concert, and I felt that I thought that that was the point in time where I knew that I wanted to be a musician, because as soon as I got home, I got out a pen and paper and my guitar, and I started writing music. And
wow.
Yeah, I guess, like, being in the audience as someone that adores other people's music, it's amazing, because I could connect to them, and then when I started writing music, I could connect to so many other people that were going through the same thing. And I guess I liked, I guess, portraying my message, but also having people understand where I'm coming from and connect and relate to me.
Wow, cool. So there you go. So it's an emotional sort of type. You were affected in a crowd, you know how it feels, which,
yeah,
I think most people do. This is the thing, this is the beauty and the magic of music, isn't it? It's incredible. So that's really cool. So that leads me on to asking, like, if you could work with someone, which I asked you before, it's like, if you could work with someone, whether it's production work, if some great producer, or if it's a collaboration with another artist, who would it be?
I definitely love to work with either the script or Ed Sheeran, obviously, as I'm massive fans of them both. But I would also really like to work with James Bay, as he's just released a new album called Electric Light, and I think it's one of the best albums I've ever listened to. And the construction of like the music and the different sounds and the different genres in his style of music is incredible, and I love his voice.
Well, amazing, like reaching for the stars with those names, I tell you. So if you, and you know what, considering you've already sort of done work with the script as well, I think that's amazing. You're on the right path there. Now, talking about sort of like, unfortunately, we've had a lot of crazy legends, some amazing musicians, some amazing inspirations of the music world. They've passed on now. They've gone through to the other side. They've gone through to a different dimension. If you could bring one artist back for like a one-off gig, which you and your friends and your family and sort of people you know would love that to be in a sort of really small little place, maybe an island when you're back there. Yeah. If you could bring them back with that magic, who would it be?
I'd say Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse, yeah, straight away, sure. No hesitation.
Yeah.
Straight away, yeah. Likewise, I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen a bit more. I think she's left a big gap in the musical business, but therefore there's a gap to be filled, isn't there, Andrea?
Yeah.
So this is it, fantastic. And obviously she wrote her own music, she wrote her own songs. That's something that a lot of people, you know, obviously to get to that level now, a lot of the big artists, the huge artists, they've got co-writers, they've got people writing for them, but Ed Sheeran, the script, Amy Winehouse, they all wrote their own material, and so do you. So massive respect to that. That is fantastic.
Thanks.
So as well, with so we've asked that. So where do you see yourself in like 1 year? How's that? We start early. In 1 year, where would you see yourself?
In 1 year, I'd hopefully be finishing my high school diploma.
You forget that you've actually got school things to finish up.
I'm still continuing music on the side because it's something that I definitely can't live without, and it's sort of like my stress relief. So when I'm not studying, I'm making music or singing. So, but after I graduate, I'm looking at taking a gap year or more than one gap year and trying to pursue music. Hopefully going on tour, maybe releasing my songs, I guess just writing more music with the experiences that I go through.
Brilliant. Okay, that's 1 year. What about in like 5 years? Let's go 3 years first. Because you're pretty much going to be on your gap year next year, just writing more material and getting like album two in the can or something.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So that you'll be doing that. What about 3 years?
I'd like to definitely go on a world tour and just, I guess, travel the world, but meet as many people as I can and share my story and my message with as many people and teens as I can, and I guess help them get through what I got through. As being a teenager is really tricky, especially in this day and age and with social media and everything. I just hope that I can, I guess, help people the way others have helped me, and if I can help them with my music, it would be amazing.
Brilliant, yeah. That's the right line. That's the right answer. What about 10 years? Most people can't picture this, but what about 10 years?
In 10 years, I'd love to make enough money, not for myself, but I'd like to start my own charity, as I'm really into charity work, and I guess I would like to inspire people that are underprivileged, and I guess inspire them with music and make enough money that I can, I guess, give back. Because as a part of the IB that I'm currently doing as an IB diploma, we have to do CAS, which is creativity, activity and service, and I was recently at Yowowit last week doing a community project, and we had to help build a shelter. And then I went to Cambodia, I hosted a talent show at school with my friends to raise around like 50,000-60,000 baht, in which we donated to Cambodia to help build a new school or classroom for the underprivileged kids there. And I feel as though, as well as my music, I guess helping others, because I'm such a people person, but helping other people in any way that I can, whether it is giving them money or, I guess, teaching them music or building them a school or something, any way I can give back to the community, because I feel as though I'm a very privileged child and I am very well traveled, but I do come from the Philippines as well, and I see a lot of underprivileged kids there, and it's bittersweet. It makes me happy that I'm fortunate enough to have this, but it's upsetting that there are many kids in the world who don't have the opportunities as me. So if I can give them the opportunities to, I guess, live their life to the fullest, I guess that's the most rewarding thing, in my opinion.
Boom, done. Okay, yeah, fantastic.
And this
is it. No, Andrea, it's well said, because I think we all see there is an imbalance in life nowadays, and it's getting even more shaky. So in 10 years, you will be well needed, and it's great to see a nice selfless answer there. You know what I mean? It's not like I want to make money, I want to have platinum record, I want to have records on the wall, I want to be all about the bling. No, that's great. Try and keep that in your soul, because it's fantastic. Right, we're going to play some music, brand new and exclusive here on Drive. Andrea, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you in again for some live music. Stuart, well done. Well done for backing Andrea and making sure some things are going to happen and taking care. I'm sure that you appreciate it with that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll talk.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jason. And I'm learning stuff hearing Andrea speak. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's incredible. You've got it going on. You know what's going on. So that's really cool. And also, of course, big shout out to Rona, your mum over there. Give her another shout out across the radio. And now here it is, an exclusive here on Drive. Here on Live 89.5, this is Andrea and Best Friend.
You are my best friend, my only best friend. You're never lonely or sad. You keep me company through the night. Cry on your shoulder when I have a fright. We dance all night till the sun no more. At 3 a.m. we come knocking at doors, the supermarket, to buy some good old chocolate. How am I meant to live when you are gone? How am I meant to breathe when I am lost? I know we will both be okay. Right now it's not goodbye, 'cause I'll see you another day. See you another day. You are my best friend, my only best friend. You made me laugh, you made me smile. I keep you up late talking about boys, but you'll be sleeping through my noise. At 7 a.m. we both get up. You read another book of yours you've probably read, and I haven't yet. How am I meant to live when you are gone? How am I meant to breathe when I am lost? Right now it's not goodbye, 'cause I'll see you another day. See you another day. I just wanna say thank you for all the memories. I just wanna say thank you for keeping me company. I just wanna say thank you for not giving up on me. You made me a better person, 'cause you're who I wanna be. How am I meant to live when you are gone? How am I meant to breathe when I am lost? I know. Right now it's not goodbye, 'cause I'll see you another day.